In Girl in a Band, the memoir of Kim Gordon from the 90s grunge band Sonic Youth, Gordon says, "Every woman knows what I'm talking about when I say girls grow up with a desire to please, to cede their power to other people." When I read that line, I certainly understood what she meant, and who doesn't? Regardless of gender, everyone can relate to or can remember that struggle with finding their identity and the frustration of anger at being who you are. In the gospel, Jesus says, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand." As Kim Gordon said, part of growing up is ceding your power to other people. And in my experience, all that does is turn you into a divided kingdom. And as the gospel said, it becomes impossible to stand. In the summer of 2017, I finally got my dream job of being a cabin counselor at an overnight summer camp. I spent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, surrounded by kids, teaching them how to make pottery, how to stern a canoe, and making sure they ate their veggies and applied their sunscreen. At the end of every day, when everyone is ready for bed, we have this activity called check-in. Every night, each camper will sit in their bunks and will compare their day to a song or a flower or any sort of metaphor like that, and it's a way for the cabin to all bond and hear how everyone's day went. Everyone sits in their bunks until everyone has had a turn, and then it's time for bed. One night for check-in, I asked a group of 10-year-old girls, "If you could have a superpower, what would you have?" As everyone took turns, flying and invisibility being the most popular, I reflected on what my answer would have been at that age. Growing up, I always loved the X-Men, and I still do. The premise being that the comics take place in a world where some people, known as mutants, possess fantastical powers, causing them to be hated and feared by society. One of the X-Men is named Kitty Pryde. She has the ability to walk through solid objects. In the series Astonishing X-Men by Joss Whedon, Kitty Pryde loses control of this power and sinks deep underground. And when I read that, suddenly I knew what power I wanted. From the ages of 10 and up, I used to fantasize about sinking into the ground, all the way into the center of the earth. I had a teacher in grade 5 and 6 who was infamous for her harshness and explosive temper. I would sit at my desk, or stand at the front of the class, or be taken into the hallway to be yelled at, and the whole time I would be dreaming of sinking down into the floor, and never stopping until I reached the other side, whether that be another continent or the center of the ocean. This fantasy continued all throughout middle school, where I never understood the math on the board and the complex intricacies of having friends at that age exhausted me. Even in the faith lessons I had with Liska Stefko before being baptized, I asked her what she thought would happen if someone went into the center of the earth. I wasn't baptized as a baby. I was baptized at the age of 11 here at Redeemer per my own request. I don't remember why I got this urge or the emotions behind the decision or my feelings during the ceremony, but I wish that I did. In Being Christian by Rowan William, the 104th Archbishop of Canterbury, one line did stand out to me on page 5, and I believe that it speaks to my 11-year-old experience and the decision that I made. "If being baptized is being led to where Jesus is, then being baptized is being led towards the chaos and the neediness of humanity. You might expect the baptized Christian to be somewhere in touch with the chaos of his or her own life." This line appeals to me because of the implications that Jesus is there at the chaos and the neediness of humanity. He never lost control and sunk down. Instead, he chose to descend and act as a guide. Growing up is an introduction to the chaos and the neediness of humanity, but growing up baptized is an opportunity to not have to face this downward journey alone. When I was 11 years old, I was growing up. I was getting taller, yet somehow at the same time it felt like I was sinking. If being baptized gave me a chance to be in touch with that, to be in touch with that sinking feeling and suffering that Kitty Pryde physically experienced beyond her control, and that sinking and suffering that Jesus chose to take on, then the decision to be baptized at 11, the decision to have a companion in my downward journey, suddenly makes more sense to me. I'm a bit of an anxious person. Presenting in class makes me feel nauseous, meeting new people makes me go quiet and tense up, and I assume that everyone dislikes everything that I do. This feeling isn't constant, though. From the first second I entered the church basement for my first Sunday school class 8 years ago, up until this past year, I've always felt a safety in the Redeemer basement. 8 years ago, when I went downstairs for my first Sunday school, Daniel Mark greeted me. Anyone who had the chance to meet him will understand why I suddenly felt at ease in this new environment. And every time I greet a new camper coming to camp or a new student coming to Sunday school, I try to emulate how Daniel Mark would act. I try to give others the feeling of safety I felt in the Redeemer basement as an insecure 11-year-old. I've also felt this safety and security far away from the Redeemer basement. I felt this safety in UConn during the youth group trip of summer 2016. Whether we were on top of a mountain looking at the sprawling landscape or meeting with the elders, I was always secure. Because it isn't the basement floor tile or the yellow walls that make me feel safe. It's the people and the confidence that growing up around them has given me that has blessed me with these moments of security. It's also the confidence that growing up in the Redeemer community has given me that allowed me to get my dream job of being a camp counselor. Being a camp counselor is a job that takes decisiveness and confidence. It is certainly a job that requires you to be a full kingdom instead of a divided one. It's the confidence that growing up in the Redeemer community gave me that allowed me to sit in a cabin and ask a group of 10-year-old girls, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Amen.